Gametes can be fertilized and larvae settled and established in laboratory tanks. Here, Sable alum Mark Ladd, now a marine biologist at NOAA, is growing staghorn coral babies in a tank as part of his graduate work. Once the young corals are large enough, they can be moved to underwater nurseries where they can acclimate to the site's conditions. The laboratory and underwater nurseries both allow researchers to select the coral recruits that fare the best, choosing the ones that grow the fastest or are the healthiest under different conditions for the restoration work. Lab-grown corals can be subjected to conditions in their tanks that we expect them to experience in the future, like lower pH or warmer water temperatures. Those that survive can be selected and cultivated in the lab to provide a source of resilient and pre-adapted coral for the conditions they'll find once the reef is restored.